Do you make New Year's resolutions?
No. I have vague ideas in my head.
Yeah.
Really vague notions. Well, actually, last night I decided to be a writer, but that's already worn off.
Did we even introduce the show yet?
Oh, wait, this is a radio show. wait, what?
You guys. Okay. This is Cinco Mas. It's our eve of New Year's Eve show. We skip Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm Susie.
I'm Dave.
I'm Randy.
Whoa, that was good. That was a
it's
good
all
job.
Yeah.
And we're back. So I'll let Randy introduce the first song.
All right, this is a track on a record that I just picked up when I was in LA. And it's by this band called Freedom. And the track is called Know You Better. It's my obligatory boogie funk disco-y track. Just because it's my song doesn't mean I'm the only one that talks.
If anyone's curious why I sound all tinny and shit, it's because we only have one microphone and then I'm back on the headphones like the very first show.
Yeah, we downgraded from where we were about a month and a half ago with the multiple mic setup.
Yeah, but this is a conscious aesthetic choice. We're trying to sound lo-fi.
Are we succeeding?
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Stupid. No, actually, we had good mics, but they were on loan. And now we don't have. But it don't matter.
Why did they go back,
though?
What's going
on?
Like, because they were owned by a company or something?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh.
And then, it's okay. Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, no, I like the lo-fi thing. I don't have a problem with speaking into a microphone. Do you have a problem with speaking into a headphone?
No.
It looks cool. Like,
yeah.
From my perspective.
Yeah.
Well, the next track is by some Italian guys called Clap Rules. And,
you know that's gonna sound like shit. Don't.
No, no, dude.
The show
rules. I don't mind some ambiance in my intro.
Well, you know, give her the mic. I don't.
Yeah. Why don't
you?
It's
your show.
It's your show. As much as
it's. I just want to play the next song.
What is it? What?
I don't know. It's Randy's song.
Yeah, it's my song. All right. Susie just wants to get to her stuff, so. To hurry things along, this is Old Sequencer by Clap Rules. Thank you.
Oh, this next song is really good. And it was a last minute addition. So, do you guys want to talk about it? Or should we just play it?
It's Umberto, which is on this label. Dave, you know more about the label than I do, I think.
No, I just poked around the website for like 4 hours the other day instead of working. No, I mean, that's all I know. Weird Forest Records out of Sacramento.
Yeah, and this guy, or no, it's not a
really
guy, it's a
cool
band,
label.
Right? Umberto?
I don't know.
We think it's a band, but we're not totally sure.
They have a performance video of a band playing.
So it's probably a band.
No, it's probably just one guy and then a bunch of mimes holding instruments that just happen to be there at the same time.
I see.
Yeah.
Or a bunch of hacks following their messiah.
What?
I think you're taking your metaphor of this being like improv a little too far.
Well, I'm having deja vu right now.
Really?
Yeah. It's like that time I was an improv star in the future. Wait, because deja vu is when you remember stuff that hasn't happened, right?
No.
Well, you don't know if it's happened or not, I think.
No, deja vu is remembering the future.
But sometimes the future doesn't happen according to your deja vu.
Yeah, because it's that whole thing, you remember it, and then your path changes because you make choices. It's like time
no,
cop.
Well, I disagree. Like, it could be like maybe your life went somewhere in like a different dimensional plane, or maybe you've already existed. So this is Umberto.
I don't even care anymore.
Anyway, this song makes you think about deja vu.
Okay.
You know, for somebody who said I didn't want to talk on this show, you're...
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm not talking.
Thank you.
Umberto with the child. I'll bet you guys $5 they're named after Umberto Lenzi, the Italian horror director.
I think that's a good call. You just Googled him during the song and it looked right.
I did not Google him. I know that by hand.
Well, I wouldn't bet
well,
against that.
I Googled
that.
Him for his filmography because I just know his name, but I forgot like the movies he made and stuff. But anyway, Umberto Lenzi made Cannibal Ferox, a.k.a. Make Them Die Slowly.
Would you say that's his masterpiece?
Sure.
Or is masterpiece too strong of a word?
You know, I don't even remember it. I haven't seen it in like over forever, like 10 years. He made Nightmare City too, which I always thought was a really cool name.
That is a cool name.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. The show's falling apart. Oh, the next song is awesome. What is it?
This is Why by Carly Simon.
Oh, shit.
This is off a soundtrack called Soup for One, which was produced by the Chic people, Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. And it's actually a really good soundtrack, but I'm sure the movie's horrible.
Thank you. That was Carly Simon with Why. I'm not going to talk for the rest of the show. I've been banned.
Well, you banned yourself. That counts. You haven't been banned.
Oh my god.
Dave's making moves.
Going well.
I'm not really sure what they represent, though, but maybe someone else does.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, Susie, the next track's yours. I kind of ran the first four. What's next on the agenda?
Why are you sitting like that?
How am I sitting? This is a normal way to sit. Wait. With your leg up.
You're sitting
on the
in
seat.
A tall chair with wheels on it. With like one of your legs tucked under the other one and a backwards baseball hat and like...
Well, the position of my hat...
You look like you're posing for a school picture.
I think I normally look like that. I don't think anything is different here.
Okay. I don't know. It's just...
Why don't you just say what the track is and then we'll play it.
Okay, fine. The next track is Braun. I always pick songs I can't pronounce. I don't even want to say it. It starts... Okay, it's the Braun song that's on the...
It's Brood Word. But why don't you just spell it? Then people can write it down.
No, it's annoying.
Pronounce it themselves.
It's long.
Yeah, they'll just look it up on the website.
Braun. Let's go.
Braun.
So, the next song.
Okay, so. Okay.
I thought you weren't talking for this show.
Here. Okay, Randy, you talk.
You were such a spotlight. No, it's something. It's like a phrasing. Man.
That is not true.
There's a
that
struggle is not true. For a microphone.
Everybody. Hello. I arrived. No. No. You can't have it back.
Oh, my God. You guys are children.
It's mine.
We need three microphones. No. So we don't have to fight over who has one.
No, everybody.
No, so, you think the struggle... Oh, swiped. Susie got it back. So what song are we playing before you guys throw fists?
Shit. Okay. I'm getting this show back on track. The next song is State of Grace, Hello Winter Time.
Bullshit. Yeah. No ambition.
Alright.
It's false. Oh. Sorry,
well,
Susie's
wants
back.
The mic. She's signaling for microphone.
I leave the room for like 2 seconds and I come back in and it's like, what the?
Well, the last song finished and you weren't here, so me and Randy got to talking and.
I just interrupted amateur philosophy night.
What do you mean amateur? That was an amateur. Sorry, my amateur philosophy interrupted your amateur radio show. I'm so sorry.
Well, it's
nail.
Not.
That was a nail.
Nail.
Nail. Nail. Nail.
That was the first nail of the show. Show. No, you can't. After nail. After nail. Nail. After nail. Damn it.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
After nail, you can't. It takes away from the nail. If you
do your own nail next time. Don't rely on me.
Brandy has my back.
He does not.
He just made himself stupid.
Okay, next song is Pillow Talking Baby.
No, back fast enough, neck.
By Magotron. Randy will tell you about it after the song's over.
Talking baby for me to you. I'm just pillow talking, baby. Hope the message comes through. I'm just pillow talking, baby. From me to you. I'm just pillow talking, baby. Hope the message comes through.
I'm just pillow talking, baby. From me to you. I'm just pillow talking, baby. Hope the message comes through.
Yeah, what's wrong? It smells like mold in here.
I'm just pillow talking, baby. From me to you.
Is the back? Make sure the back door is closed.
I'm just pillow talking, baby. Hope the
message comes through. What is that?
Into the hallway and it like hit me in the face.
Oh, yeah, there's something wrong with my place. It smells rugged. It could be the cat box.
It's bad.
So that was Magotron with Pillow Talk and Baby. Next up, we got Turkey Roll. You and Randy really like this song by Raw Band.
Yeah.
Thank you.
this song is kind of long. You know that arpeggiated sound? You also hear that a lot in the Prom Night soundtrack. I swear to God, they use that same synth patch. It just goes up and down. That's not being a music nerd.
Yeah, I know. Here, wait.
I'm getting the scold of death from Susie.
I'm trying to play the cat.
Besides, this is a radio show. People want to hear that lame kind
How
of...
How do you make a cat
No,
meow?
I swear it's the same synth patch. Wait. Some preset. Okay, so we have a cat in the studio. It's an all-white cat. My brother's girlfriend, Jen's cat. Randy's trying
to get
it on
air.
I'm
to meow without pissing
fucking,
it off.
Like
I don't want the cat to be unhappy, but I want it to meow.
He said you have to get a can of tuna and then a can opener and beat the can of tuna against the top.
Well, can we just fake it with something?
Yeah, just go get the can opener out of the kitchen.
But I don't have enough time. We'll have to do that for the next break.
No, you did. Just run, get the can opener out of the kitchen.
I think this is a trick. You're trying to trick me out of here.
No, I'm not. Here. Okay, so Randy's going out. He's getting... Don't let the cat out.
Oh, whoa. Nice.
Okay, he's going to get a can opener. We're going to try to make the cat meow.
Okay, in the meantime, should we play the next song?
Okay, what's the next song?
It's Richard Schneider's Visions.
Oh,
something. No, don't open the beer with the can opener. Okay, so we have a cat in the studio, Seymour, and we're trying to make it meow. And my brother said if you took it to can of tuna and you beat a can opener
except
on the top,
a
it would
like a huge PBR does not look like a can of tuna. Doesn't resemble, like, cats may be colorblind or something, but this is not really a can of tuna.
So in order to mimic a can of tuna, Randy brought in a tall can of Pabst.
Oh, my God.
And he's beating a can opener against it. Just use a small disc, like,
It's not even hungry. It's just scared.
Well, I don't think...
Cat's mouth, so the cat can say meow.
It's too much.
If we don't get into meow, then people won't believe that this is actually happening. They're thinking it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, and like if he does meow,
history is the greatest radio show of all time. Because the cat meowed on it.
You know, it doesn't even matter if the cat meows or not. I think the show will be as
epic or not.
Good as it is. Okay, what's going on? What's next? I hate everything right now, by the way.
Oh my God, this song is perfect for hating everything.
Wait, no, I mean I like everything. Everything's great.
Oh, well then this song is not perfect for that.
Oh.
Okay, let's play Marine.
Do you think?
Papacito de Napoli.
Okay.
Thank you.
show.
Oh my god, this is the best show. What are you talking
this
about?
This is after 2 months.
Nah,
and
this is the best show of
There's
all
a
time.
Cat in the studio. This is
well,
the
we've
best
already had a dog.
Show.
Yeah.
Well, it you competes gotta... with the dog. You had a dog in here?
Yeah.
When? Where was I?
You were out of town.
Man, we need to have animals in here more often. This is
yeah.
Great.
Did you guys have American Furniture Warehouse where you grew up? Do you remember the commercials? The guy from American Furniture Warehouse, he always had a giant tiger, like, climbing around the furniture in his commercials.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't think it was a regional thing.
Cal Worthington used to do that. He'd have, like, elephants and stuff when he sold cars.
So we have one last song.
It's this band, it's this French band from the 80s, Trisomy 21. The song's called Isle Noir.
But
you work hard at making jokes.
Can I do a shaw?
Yeah.
This mic doesn't do the shaw. I have to have that mic. Okay, thanks. I think that new Radio Shack mic does better shaws. You know what that music means. Aww.
It means we survived another episode of Cinco Mas.
God, I barely made it through that one.
Well, thank God for the cat. I mean, or else it might have turned ugly.
Yeah, this is kind of like, you guys ever go to a shitty party? And everyone's standing around, no one has anything to talk about, and then the cat walks into the room, and everyone's like, hey! And then immediately, like, oh, that's a black cat. My aunt has a brown cat, and brown is just a few shades less than black, and then immediately everyone's just talking. I guess you guys...
No, not really. I mean, when we get... When my family gets together, it's a hoot, let me tell you.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You guys don't need a cat.
We don't need catalyst. Anything. Yeah, it's just nonstop laughs. Nothing at all awkward. I don't stand there by myself and then request coffee so that I might say more. That doesn't happen.
What the hell are you talking about? Well, this mic sounds better.
A shit bitty.
I don't even know your. What do you mean? You get coffee to get out of a family position?
It's not to get out. It's just to get ideas. Sometimes, like, I need coffee to give me the energy to, like, talk to people in my family. Does that make sense? Not necessarily people in my family, but, you know, like, family-oriented people.
What are you doing with your face, Susie?
Yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean stop talking?
Well, this is the end of the show, so close...
What? Alright guys, thanks for tuning in. I'm Randy, saying goodbye. Enjoy 2011. Do something fun during that year.
Oh yeah, this is the last show before New Year's. This is a bummer show before New Year's.
This is like, the best show ever.
Want, want, want. Like 2010. Like this.
Out with
pretty...
it. I have to go to the bathroom. Okay, you guys see there's a stop button right there.
You have to fix all of this.
When you've successfully closed out the show, hit the stop button.
Well, that's not going to happen, but this is the 7th episode of Cinco Mas. I promise I'm going to go to the bathroom.